Longtime Robert Shoe Store customers like Stephen McKee can't quite believe the news.
That's just like the death of a loved one. Some people just don't supposed to die. Robert Shoes just don't supposed to be closed and going out of business. It just don't.
Robert Shoe Store is where generations bought winter boots and back-to-school shoes. You could count on the salesman to remember your first name and the shoes you'd bought there before. Co-owner Mark Simon says that these days, an independent neighborhood shoe store like Robert's is practically an anachronism.
I really doubt if you'll ever see a store open anytime in the future doing business in the same way we did.
Over the years, the store has weathered many struggles, from the opening of the Mall of America to a tornado that ripped the building's roof off in the 1980s. But it always survived. Even now, with online competition, Mark says he could have kept the store running a while longer on sheer momentum, but with diminishing returns. The hard truth is that it's gotten more and more difficult to turn a profit, and Mark didn't see that changing anytime soon.
I thought the timing was good while everything was still a solid business. Plus, I'm tired. It's time to slow down a little bit.
Robert's Shoe Store first opened in 1937. The original owner was Nate Roberts, a Polish immigrant who built the business up from practically nothing. His daughter, Ricky, grew up in the store.
I didn't see my father a lot at home. This was like his life.
Ricky says her father wanted to keep the business in the family, but her brothers weren't interested. She never imagined the store would be part of her adult future. But then she met and married Mark Simon.
My father was probably the happiest day of his life when my husband said, "Yeah, I'll come to work for you."
The store's motto is, "Hardly a foot we can't fit." And on a recent Saturday, Jerry and Gary Eberhardt stopped in from Wisconsin on a special quest.
He wears a real narrow shoe, a size B, and they always have special sizes in here, so we came down.
And how far did you drive to come today?
180 miles.
We're just on a little road trip.
For shoes?
Yeah. Sure.
Stories like this are pretty common. Just the other day, Mark got a thank you note from a loyal customer.
Robert Shoes, thank you for serving me faithfully for decades. My slim feet will miss the new shoes and service you've given me. Best wishes for wherever the future leads you. We get comments like that all the time.
One of Mark's employees, salesman Ken Lurzak, says all that nostalgia that's been pouring in from customers, well, it leaves him a little wanting.
Well, everybody that comes in says, "God, you're a landmark. I used to come here to get shoes when I was a kid." Well, that's all great and fine. Where you been the last 10 years?
Lurzak has been working at Robert's Shoe Store for over 30 years. His colleague, John Fessler's been there for 17. Fessler will be turning 77 in November, and he's not exactly embracing retirement.
I promised my wife I'd learn how to play bridge when I retired, and I don't really want to do that, so I guess I'll have to keep working.
Mark and Ricky say they plan to keep working too, but not selling shoes. Both pursued parallel careers alongside running the business. Ricky is a teacher and Mark manages real estate. But for founder Nate Roberts, there was no second career. The store was his everything. Even now, his photograph hangs above the cash register like a watchful ghost. So as Mark and Ricky prepare to shut things down, they can't help but wonder how he'd react to their decision.
You know, one of the first things I felt when we made this decision was, I hope I'm not disappointing him. You know, if wherever he is looking down on us, I hope it's not a disappointment to him. So that's just the baggage I carry.
Yeah. It's bittersweet right now, looking back, knowing that we have nobody to hand it down to. It's time.
Even now, Mark and Ricky say they'd consider selling the business to a willing buyer. But so far, no one's come knocking at their door. In the meantime, they're selling off the inventory that's as familiar to Mark as his own reflection.
I know where every 13,000 pairs are, a little less now. I could find almost anything blindfolded, but I know where almost everything is.
Closing the store will give Mark and Ricky a chance to spend more time with their grandkids, or maybe travel. But still, Mark has mixed emotions.
As I described it to someone else, I'm dancing with tears in my eyes.
Mark says the store will probably go dark sometime in November. He and Ricky aren't planning a big event, so there won't be a last day with lots of fanfare. But one day soon, an unknowing customer will come to the corner of Chicago and Lake Streets, looking for a special size or maybe a pair of winter boots. And by then, the lights will be out and the doors locked. Mark and Ricky will have quietly moved on with the rest of their lives beyond the store, this place that's anchored them and this corner of Minneapolis for about as long as anyone can remember. For KFAI, I'm Nancy Rosenbaum. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.